Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, what we've got today is important as a basic lesson. Let's get started. It is so sobering to think that you could be so mistaken in your assumptions as to believe that heaven's door will be open to you, and then you hear from Jesus, "I do not know you." Then you step back and claim, "But we ate and drank in your presence," all to no avail. Here are the warning verses out of Luke chapter 13. It says, "When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I do not know you, where you are from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.'" You know, I've taught many times from these scriptures about the need for us to know Jesus. Not just know about him, but know him. But there's more. And Jesus mentions it twice for emphasis. He says, "where you are from." This word "where" can refer to a place, or to a condition, or origin, or source, even an author. You see, where you are from spiritually is directly related to whether or not Jesus knows you. If you are born again by God's Spirit, you are from him. He is your origin or source. He is your Father. It's not a matter of the condition of your flesh. Jesus once told the Jews, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he's a liar and the father of it." That's from John chapter 8, verse 44. They were so proud to be of the lineage of Abraham, so this truly upended their world. At heaven's doorway, eating and drinking with him didn't make the cut. Hearing his teaching didn't do it either. If he knows where you are from, your source, your origin, your author even, then he could say, "I know you." The Jews at the time truly thought their goodness, their guarantee of salvation, was their flesh, their lineage. But even Paul, who claimed to be a super Pharisee, said, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells nothing good." Romans 7:18. Friend, if you're not sure that you're born again by faith in Jesus, do not continue in a false and deadly assumption of eternal life. It's all based on where you are from. Who is your father? Not church attendance, not good deeds, not people you know. Surrender your heart, your will to God's Spirit. Ask him to forgive your sins. For the faith to trust in him always. You know, even Pontius Pilate knew how important this notion of origin was. It says in John 19, "Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' And Pilate said to them, 'You take him and crucify him. I find no fault in him.' The Jews answered him, 'We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God.' Therefore, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid and went again into the praetorium and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. You know, when you know you are from the Lord, you can know that he knows you. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.